Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
No, that's not the Brian Lehrer Show theme there. It's a new single from Brooklyn band They Might Be Giants from their newly released book. Wait a minute. A song from a book? Well, it's not just a book. It's also an album of new music, all aptly titled Book. It features photography and creatively arranged lyrics and includes a CD of the accompanying songs. Much of the music was written, recorded, and produced during the pandemic lockdowns. The track we just heard, titled Super Cool, is one of the previously released singles off Book. Now you can check out the rest of the songs because Book is out today. It's big, it's orange, it's really cool. With me now are founding members of They Might Be Giants, John Linnell and John Flansburgh. Glad you could join us, Johns. Welcome back, Brian, to WNYC.
Hey, Brian. Hello. Great to talk again.
And listeners,
I have to say,
it's really cool. With me now are founding members of They Might Be Giants, John Linnell and John Flansburgh. Glad you could join us, Johns. Welcome back,
Brian,
to WNYC.
Hey, Brian.
Hello.
Great to talk again.
And listeners,
I have to say, going on right after Ask the Mayor is a total mind blower.
And so now it's Ask They Might Be Giants, listeners.
Yeah, I'm worried that you're going to be as hard hitting with us.
Call in with your questions for John Flansburgh and John Linnell. Probably not about how e-bikes and regular bikes share the road, but about their new album.
What about composting?
You can ask them about composting or not composting their new album. I would not recommend that anytime soon. Album/book or anything else you always wanted to ask They Might Be Giants but never had them over for dinner. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. So do you want to start for the completely uninitiated, either of you, I'll let you sort out who answers what question, to describe Book for our listeners who haven't seen this big, beautiful orange thing yet?
Okay, well, I can start.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can start, John.
No, you start, John.
We've come out with a new album, and in order to make it tangible to people of all ages, but particularly the elderly like us, we've put it out in physical form so that you can hold it in your hands. And it's a 12-inch by 12-inch hardcover book, which is the same size as a vinyl album, I guess.
I didn't get that. So it's like a vinyl album, like an album cover. If you have an old vinyl 33, you can slip it right in there, theoretically.
You could totally fit
Absolutely.
It. In fact, I think are we not selling a version that has vinyl, Mr. Flansburgh? I think
we're selling vinyl that saddles up alongside it, but actually figuring out how to get vinyl made at the same time as a book made was like more than we could handle. But yeah, the simplest explanation is book is a musical album that has an accompanying book that is like an art book or a coffee table book with beautiful graphic design, like spectacularly weird graphic design, and a photographic folio of a Brooklyn street artist by the name of Brian Carlson, who does really interesting work as well. So it's a collaboration. The book is a collaboration between some very strong New York artistic voices and They Might Be Giants.
Let me ask you about the graphic design. Is the designer Paul Sarre? Is that how you say his name?
Paul Sarre.
Sarre.
Yeah.
Sarre. Okay, sorry that I said sorry. It's S-A-H-R-E, so Sarre,
yeah.
Paul Sarre. And it displays your lyrics in the style of concrete poetry, I guess you might call it. It's all one typeface. I also thought it was really cool that it includes sort of an index of every word that appears in the book or every word that appears on every song on the CD listed alphabetically. So that's really fun. And then you listen to the songs. I've had this experience. Then you listen to the songs and some of these words come up. Abandoned. That was one of the A words. I read that right at the beginning. There's that word, abandoned, coming up in the song, et cetera, et cetera. And it's all set As if from an early 1970s IBM Selectric typewriter. So why that typeface?
Well, in fact, I guess he used a IBM Selectric typewriter. I think we went and got one off of eBay or something, and he laboriously typed everything out a la Jack Torrance in The Shining, in these lovely, you know, cascading forms. And I think he started to feel like he was Jack Torrance in The Shining at a certain point, because he was spending so long doing this basically crazy thing.
If I had to pick one cultural reference I thought would not come up in this segment, it would probably have been The Shining. But some of the lyrics on the album reflect the downtrodden and isolated feeling of the pandemic taking place when much of the album was recorded. So let me play a few seconds from the track, I Broke My Own Rule.
This is as bad as bad as it gets. I lost the high ground, lost the high ground. I broke my rule, I broke my own rule. I've got no one.
What rule did you break? What inspired that song?
Well, I feel like we all have little internal rules that other people don't necessarily respect or even know about, that it's very disappointing to realize that you've let something fall away that you formerly. I mean, it's kind of a personal thing. I don't know. But I feel like I've spoken to other people who share this weird disappointment.
Well, you remind me of
their own.
You remind me of things like from the bad old days of early in the pandemic, when people would form in their pods, like, okay, these are the friends and family members we're actually going to hang out with, and we're all going to stay safe, and we're not going to hang out with anybody else. And then somebody goes and, you know, pick somebody up at a bar and then has to come home and say, I sort of had another exposure.
Yeah, we've been going back and forth on this, because we were in the studio this week and a whole discussion just broke out where we'd all been wearing masks, and suddenly somebody was pointing out we've all not only been vaccinated, but we got tested that morning because we're being as scrupulous and careful as we can. And so why are we needing to wear masks? But he was basically voted down, a member of our band, and everyone else just peer pressured him into keeping the mask on.
You'll be happy to know that John Hodgman just tweeted, "You can ask They Might Be Giants about their new book, album, or composting on the Brian Lehrer Show right now." So let's see what Mike on the Upper West Side wants to ask you. Hi, Mike. You're on WNYC with They Might Be Giants, the two Johns.
Hi, good morning, Johns and Brian. Thank you for taking my call. Johns, I saw you both for the first time in the late 80s in South London, where I was living then. And I've appreciated your music since then and wanted to know how you managed to sustain not only creative working together, but just being together. You've been together longer than I think most marriages. And how has that worked?
Well, I suppose a clue is that we stay out of each other's hair. We're actually speaking. Actually, where are you, Ms. Flansburg, right now? Are you?
I'm in East Harlem. I'm calling East Harlem, and I'll be performing the role of the ghost of Telephony Past in this segment.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're about 10 miles apart now, which is, you know, that works for us. We do a lot of work remotely with one another. We've on this new album we've done a lot of collaboration, but it's been mostly long distance. We send materials back and forth. So I can not shower, for example, and not risk offending my partner.
Yes, you can do that because you're recording separately. And I guess you figured out technology that allowed you to sync up without too much of a delay as you were playing remotely from each other and record a unified track?
We're not jamming at the same time. We're really like putting songs together with on computers and trading off files and things like that. So it's it's a real kind of deep end collaboration, but
it's not synchronized.
The truth is we're not synchronized with one another. I think in some ways, John and I have always been a little bit like, and it's not, it's, I think we're just a little bit shy of one another in a certain way. Like, I think, you know, a little bit of distance makes we can do kind of bolder moves when the other one isn't, like, staring at us.
Yes. Let's hear John Little notes sometimes.
Yes. Yes. It's like that joke about the retiree who leaves his job and suddenly he's at home all day. His wife has already been at home. And she says, I married you for better or for worse, not for lunch. So you you try to maintain that standard with each other, it sounds like. Let's hear another. Go ahead.
Well, I would say we miss each other, actually. At this point, you know, we've been so isolated that we've gone beyond even our usual shy standard. And the whole band is we've been complaining that we used to all hang out on the bus together and complain about culture and politics and stuff, and we haven't gotten to do this in more than a year. So it's we're really in withdrawal from that.
Let's hear another excerpt from the album. This is from the track titled "I Lost Thursday."
I lost Thursday like it was nothing. That fact is uncontested.
Was that about working remotely and kind of every day sort of was like the same, I Lost Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, that song is actually like a fully direct expression of just the blur that was 2020 for the most part. And it's a full-on collabo between me and John. I mean, basically John gave me a whole bunch of MIDI files, which is just these kind of, you know, a file that can trigger musical instruments on your computer. And, you know, I put a track together and made a song out of it. And it was just, that was really our, you know, kind of the best we could do in that moment.
David and Woodbridge are on WNYC with John Flansburgh and John Linnell from They Might Be Giants and their new album and book called Book. Hi, David.
Hello, all three of you. I respect all three of you to no end for a variety of reasons. And Mr. Flanell, hey, I just quickly minded. Anyone ever do that before? my question for you is, do you have any plans for Palindrome Day, considering your I song from many years ago? Because there is one coming up on 12/2/21.
No, actually, I wasn't even aware of Palindrome Day coming up. Yeah.
Right, I get it. Palindrome Day, because 12/2/21 is the same forwards and backwards.
Exactly. The answer is no. No plans.
We'll start planning now.
Yeah.
Well, then I guess we'll go right on to Lee in Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. Hi, Lee, which backwards is eel, which is not a palindrome, but hi, Lee.
Yeah, that's true, but it is a word at least, you know.
At least it's a word.
Can't believe I'm on here with all three of you. I am in awe of all of you. Brian, I've been thinking about calling your show for a long time. You're an absolute gem, and I was just in an argument with somebody talking about you as an example of journalistic integrity. But the Johns...
I don't want to hear the other side of the argument, I guess, but go ahead.
I've been a fan for a long time. I guess the sort of personal thing I've always wanted to share with you guys is that growing up, my older brother, who unfortunately passed away when I was a kid, was really into you guys. He was a very smart, nerdy kid, and I ended up doing, invested in the fact that you sort of had this playfulness, but like intricacy to what you do that's really incredible. And so now when I'm remembering him, often it's through listening to your music and just thinking about how much he loved it and how much I love it. I have a weird, very niche question, if there's time for it, which is probably really silly. I got really into the earlier years compilation, and I have this strange theory that the Greek number 3 at the end and then a few of the other songs makes the whole album kind of a palindrome, but that might be a totally, like, I think a lot of people, because there's so much weird intricacy and like sort of hidden details in your music, make some stuff up. So I was just curious, was there any, do you remember anything about like structuring that out? Like, do you do that kind of thing where the whole album has a sort of
I always really appreciate and enjoy hearing the completely unexpected interpretations of how we put our work together. And it makes me think, wow, we are so lazy that we never consider all of the secret hidden messages that we could be putting into what we do that people are obviously looking for. So I feel like a little bit, almost like we're letting everybody down.
Yeah, there's a Wikipedia, a fan-run Wikipedia site, tmbw.net, I think is what it is, that has song interpretations. And some of them really make, you write a song about a character and you kind of try to make it as colorful as you can, and then you'll read a song interpretation and it's doing this whole kind of Animal Farm second level thing that you're just like, you're just wondering how they got there exactly. It's like, clearly Person Man is Khrushchev, and you're just like, what? What?
I never thought of that, but they're right.
Hey, you want to say before we run out of time a little bit about the photography, because there's really three elements here. We talked a little bit about the typesetting with the IBM Selectric, and of course there's They Might Be Giants music, but also the Brian Carlson photography. Where does that fit in?
Well, yes. I mean, Brian Carlson Paul Sayre and I had a couple of very long conversations about how to put this book together, and like a lot of things regarding They Might Be Giants, I think, the things that people have done wrong in the past kind of loomed large in our imaginations, and doing a messy book of rock lyrics was something that did not appeal to us. So, and we knew we wanted photography in the book, like art photography in the book, and Paul reached out to a friend of his and found a bunch of young Brooklyn photographers, and really, Brian's work was the stuff that really spoke out to us the most immediately and directly. He's a street photographer, and there's something about street photography in general that's kind of egoless, that's interesting. The subject is really very much in front of you. It's not about the person doing it. And Brian is just, obviously spends an incredible amount of time just waiting for things to happen around him. Fortunately, living in a place like Brooklyn, you probably don't have to wait that long. But when you see what he does and the moments that he captures, it's kind of remarkable. And he was very generous, and we worked with essentially his entire portfolio of work putting the book together. And he's just a very talented young man.
With that very talented young man with an up inflection, we leave it with John Linnell and John Flansburgh of They Might Be Giants. Their new book and album, titled Book, is out today. They've also got a mostly sold out tour, I'm told, coming up in 2022. So much fun to have you back on the show. Thank you, guys. Congratulations.
Great to speak to you again, Ryan. Thanks for having us.